This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, false flag in Ukraine. Possibly there are some concerns since Russian state media on Tuesday claimed that the U.S. and its allies are plotting a chemical strike in the Donbass. That's that breakaway region in eastern Ukraine. The allegations came from Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who you see on the screen. He's the chief of Russia's radiation, chemical, and biological forces. He alleged chemicals were delivered by train to Kramatorsk, accompanied by foreign citizens. His words, they were allegedly placed at the Kramatorsk metallurgical plant that's in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. 16 sealed boxes, according to Kirillov, unloaded, including some marked BZ, which is a prohibited substance under chemical weapons treaties that causes acute psychosis, loss of orientation, hallucinations, and memory issues. Now, what is true here? Is this actually going to happen? We don't know. I have no way to verify one way or the other. But we can look to, in recent history, accusations that the Assad regime in Syria used chlorine gas against some of its citizens. And when investigators went in, they found that the evidence actually pointed to the so-called moderate jihadist rebels, because they were the ones who wanted the West to come in on their side in Syria to depose the Assad regime. Thankfully, both President Obama and President Trump refrained from committing a full invasion of Syria, although we still do have soldiers there. Whenever we see claims like this, you have to ask, who benefits? Who would benefit from the reaction to a chemical strike in eastern Ukraine? Would it be Russia? Does Russia really want the United States and NATO to go all in Ukraine? Probably not. Does the Ukrainian government want NATO and the West to go all in? Probably. Topic number 4, getting rid of TikTok. Eventually, the White House on Monday gave federal agencies 30 days to get rid of TikTok, that's that little video snippet social media app, from all government-issued devices, setting a deadline to comply with a ban ordered by the United States Congress. Office of Media or Management and Budget, rather, OMB, Management and Budget, not Media and Budget. Director Shalanda Young sent out a memo on Monday calling on government agencies to do this within 30 days. So just a couple questions. Number one, why are government employees putting TikTok on their government-issued phones and tablets anyway? Number two, why does it take 30 days to push and hold the app icon until it starts to wiggle, and then you hit the little X? That takes all of about 5 seconds to delete. Why 30 days? Just asking. Now, this obviously doesn't affect private users of TikTok, which is a hugely popular app, especially among young people. Frankly, I find it annoying because it's constantly harassing you to share your contact list with TikTok so you can find other users more easily. No, it's really so China can harvest even more data off of your mobile device. Anyway, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, has weighed in on this issue, saying that Congress must not censor entire platforms and strip Americans of their constitutional right to freedom of speech and expression. This was a statement from ACLU senior policy counsel Jenna Leventhal in a press release, to which I laugh. Ha ha. You see how I laughed there? The ACLU has lost its way over the last 7 years since Donald Trump publicly declared himself a candidate for president. The ACLU realized it could make lots and lots of money by taking in donations from people outraged that true conservatives actually expressed their right to vote and share their opinions online. The ACLU used to be a stalwart defender of our First Amendment right to free speech, even going so far as to defend Illinois Nazis to march in Skokie, a predominantly Jewish suburb north of Chicago, back in the 70s. If you've watched the Blues Brothers movie, you remember the famous line, "I hate Illinois Nazis." Well, their views are despicable, but by definition, free speech means defending some speech that others will find hateful. ACLU is not quite doing that anymore, as they argue that right-wing speech is hate speech and thus not protected by the First Amendment. That is wrong. Well, defending TikTok is not a defense of free speech in any case. It is a defense of China's right to harvest data, even more data than it already does, from Americans. Again, the government has no logical or reasonable reason to allow its employees on taxpayer-funded devices to add that app. Frankly, it's stupid. But secondly, if Congress decides that TikTok is a tool by the Chinese Communist Party to harvest data on Americans, which it is, our freedom of speech is not infringed upon. Just use a different app. By the way, as a slightly related story, Mercedes-Benz just announced it's going to integrate TikTok into the dashboard display on some of its new models. Because I'm sure the thing that you're most worried about when you're driving is what you're missing on TikTok. Topic number three, lab leaks. Speaking of China, Chinese virologist who sounded the alarm back 3 years ago now about where the coronavirus came from says the U.S. reached a milestone achievement this week after a classified intelligence report from the Energy Department reportedly found that the virus most likely escaped from a lab in Wuhan. Dr. Li Meng told Tucker Carlson on Fox News that in September 2020, the Chinese government intentionally manufactured and released the COVID-19 virus. She returned to Tucker Carlson's program Monday night and repeated her claim. Now, do we know for sure that this was an intentional release by the Chinese government? No, we do not. Frankly, the purpose of releasing a biological weapon is to weaken your enemy without harming your own people. A coronavirus is a really dumb biological weapon because it does not distinguish between friend and foe. It spreads easily, mutates rapidly, thus evading vaccines, as we've seen over the last 3 years. So I don't know that this was a Chinese op. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But the fact that the U.S. government has concluded that the most likely explanation for the pandemic is a lab leak proves once again that the difference between a conspiracy theory and a corporate media headline is about 2 years. And one more thing. Why is the Department of Energy investigating this instead of, say, Health and Human Services? Topic number two, the Jesus Revolution. A movie getting a lot of buzz right now. Emerged as the number three most popular movie in box offices this past weekend, surprised a lot of observers, brought in an estimated $15.5 million at the box office, more than double what analysts expected. As CBN News reported, the film tells the true story behind the Jesus movement of the 1970s, how Pastor Chuck Smith welcomed hippies into his church. Kind of an uncomfortable thing for some church members, no doubt. They don't look like us. They don't talk like us. They don't think like us. Why are we? That's the point of preaching the gospel to all nations. Movies based on a book by Pastor Greg Laurie, Jesus Revolution, which outlines the true story of this spiritual awakening back in the early 70s. And it's received mixed critical reviews, which you kind of expect from secular reviewers, but it has a 99% audience rating, 99% positive rating at RottenTomatoes.com compared to 53% of critics. We see that a lot, oftentimes the other way around. Movies that critics love, the audiences hate. In the era of woke messaging instead of actual plot and character development. Additionally, Jesus Revolution received a rare A+ rating from opening day's audiences at CinemaScore. Now, do you think Hollywood's going to notice that this movie's doing much better than expected? A Christian movie doing much better than expected? Yeah, they probably will notice, but it probably means they'll just double down on woke messaging. They don't care if they go broke. The point is messaging, indoctrination. Coming up, four armed robbers go into a church. You won't believe what happened next.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO. UFO Invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? L.A. listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it sounds like the opening line to a joke. Four armed robbers walk into a church, but it actually happened this past weekend. Sunday morning, this happened in Ferguson, Missouri at the All Creation Northview Holiness Family Church, which is pastored by former police officer Markello Futrell. Sunday morning services live streamed on its Facebook page, by the way, according to local TV station KSDK. Pastor Futrell said, me being a former police officer, I immediately noticed their waistbands. I'm like, there's something there. He's trained to look for this. So Pastor Futrell instructed church staff to ensure the safety of children in the congregation, to record the faces of the young men as possible evidence. And then he approached the young men, said, don't you play with me. I still got a cop anointing. I love that. I still got a cop anointing, and I still know what's going on, and I still know what's about to happen. God's about to change the plot of the enemy. Lift your voices and shout unto God for what he's about to do. And the young men agreed to let the congregation pray for them. Afterwards, Pastor Futrell said, see, that wasn't so bad, brothers. Thank you all for letting us pray for you. And we're thankful that for whatever reason, the Lord let you all come here, that when you walked on the ground, you walked on Holy Ghost turf. The young men left, reportedly, in a car with tinted windows. Investigation continues, but I suspect those young men's lives, I pray that their lives will never be the same. And God bless Pastor Futrell. This story hits kind of close to home for me because 35 years ago, when I was in St. Louis, I attended a church just up the street. Kind of familiar with that area. This week on SkyWatch TV, we talk about alien abductions. Are they really aliens? And what is the purpose of their repeated contacts and abductions. L.A. Marzulli, our special guest this week, along with Vicky Joy Anderson. It's a four-week series that shows the connections between the supernatural and the so-called extraterrestrial. And night terrors, sleep paralysis. How are those related to the alien abduction phenomenon? These are powerful and important programs. Don't miss them. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can also watch the program right now at our website, at our channels at YouTube or Rumble. These are the usernames there. Just look for those at youtube.com, rumble.com, or just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. Or better yet, get our mobile app. Put us in your phone or your tablet. Is a free app. Gets you all of our video content, plus important news updates three times a week, a calendar of upcoming events from Skywatch TV, and more. And it's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free. To make things easy, we've got links to their app stores at our website. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.